Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. On Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Visibility Catalyst and best-selling publisher Linda Joy. You know, as the publisher of Aspire magazine since 2006, I am so passionate about reminding women of the truth of who they are. All of my brands, whether it's my book publishing company or Aspire, are dedicated to that, right? Dedicated to getting women to slow down, tap in, turn inward instead of living from the outside in, and just guiding them to live from the inside out. And that's why I'm really excited about today's guest. And we're going to be talking with Joni Advent Maher, who is a mystic and spiritual midwife with over 25 years of experience, awakening women to the spiritual source of their wisdom, power, and success. She supports sensitive, creative, and soulful women called to embody their divine sovereignty through a process which empowers you to become the woman you were destined to be since you took your first breaths. Joni is an intuitive, transformational guide who has spent the last 2+ decades supporting others in healing and transforming their heart, soul, shadow, spirit, mind, and body as an accomplished psychotherapist, spiritual mentor, circle and workshop leader. She's the creator and host of the popular podcast, Trust Your Sacred Feminine Flow, conversations on money, transformation, and feminine sovereignty. As you're about to discover, her passion is supporting women in trusting their vision, claiming their voice, becoming more visible, and owning their value in all ways. Welcome, Joni.
Thank you, Linda. So glad to be here.
Well, you know, I've been following your work for a while, and there's something I believe is shifting. I'm going through it myself, and I'm going to be 56. Many of my private visibility clients and women in my circle, I just had 3 conversations today, so this is divine timing that you and I are talking. And what I'm hearing is we're all feeling this powerful call to wake up and remember the truth of who we are. It's almost like for many of us, and this is the conversations and the way my circle has described it, is like, Linda, I feel like the mask has come off and there's no putting it back on. It's like they know their truth and they're trying to navigate this world which wants them to fit into kind of into a mold that they no longer feel connected to. Have you been hearing that from your circle?
Yes, I have. I absolutely have. And the thing is it seems to me that those of us who are feeling that call to awaken are really, we're kind of like the first wave or one of the first waves of women, of humanity called to wake up and to kind of hold that possibility and that vibration and that new form for whether it's people in our community, in our family, in our world. I really see us as kind of way showers and light posts along the way.
Oh, I love that. Because one of the visions I have had for years is, especially in creating my own path, I've always had this vision of the spiral, a spiral path, right? Mm-hmm. And I've always said and just felt personally and explained to my clients is, woman, we're all carrying a lantern, right? There's always someone ahead of us on the path, and there's always someone behind us. Our role is to show up on the path and shine our light as brightly as we can to illuminate the path for the ones coming up behind us. And there's no good being further ahead on the path or bad being further behind. It's all the journey. And that's the visual I always receive, is we're all shining the light to support others on the journey. So I love that you said first wave and second wave. Talk a little bit more about that.
Well, my sense is that we've heard it said before, we are the ones we have been waiting for.
Yes.
And we are the ones we've been waiting for. And so it is that awakening within ourselves. And there are those of us who, I feel like it is divine timing. And whether I look at myself or I look at my daughter who is 13, and I think about she and her generation are bringing something to this awakening process. And I love that you spoke about the spiral path and not that there's a hierarchy or a better than or a further ahead. It's just what we are each illuminating at any given time. So when I use that idea of the first wave and the second wave, it is like we are all a part of the ocean, and it's not that one is better than or worse than. It's just one happens to be hitting the shore before the next wave comes and the next wave comes. And the places where I can illuminate my light may be an area where you or someone else is still finding their way, but the same is also true that you have a light that you are shining for me in areas where I may still be in the dark or in the kind of wandering around in the weeds, as we say.
And it feels so beautiful, right? And I don't know your age or compared to my age, but I have a granddaughter now, and my daughter's 34, and my granddaughter is going to be 7. And I've been on this path 25 years, but I have to say, even though I have an 18-year-old grandson from my stepson, and his birth did transform me. I wanted something more for the world and for myself, right, because he was my soul child. When McKenna, we call a hashtag little goddess on social media, but when McKenna came, she's a sensitive, so wide open. And I knew she came to me, to my family, to my daughter for a reason. And I looked at that role as such an important one, which made me do deeper work for myself.
Yeah.
And it's exactly what you said. Like, she's one of the waves that are going to be coming, and we have to all support each other. There's one thing I do want to ask you, because I have a lot of clients and just friends, and, you know, in the circles, social media circles, they go, the question is this, I don't know what it means. How do I know if I'm awakening? Let's talk about that for a moment, because what words would a woman use to describe if she's thinking she's going through an awakening? Because people hear that word and they think just one connotation, but I believe there's many, and I'd love your thoughts.
Yes. Well, what I would say about that is, all joking aside, but if your life starts falling apart and you feel like you just don't fit in the life, in the world, in the identity that you've been, you know, that you've been moving through life with for years and years, in my experience, that is a good indication that you are having an awakening. Going back to your earlier question about my age, I'm 54, so not that far behind you. And go ahead.
No, finish, please.
Yes, that women, you know, once we've reached that midlife stage, it is not uncommon for us to go through just a radical awakening just by virtue of that. But then those of us who have a spiritual mission or spiritual disposition that starts to awaken even further. It's not uncommon that those mile markers in life, and whether it's the birth of a child, because I too had a radical shift when my daughter was born, and that was really my awakening to the feminine in a way that, kind of blew my socks off and changed the whole course of my life and my work. So life events like births and deaths and midlife kind of coming of age can all be common times. However, in my experience, awakening, as I said, often comes through the falling away of the illusions we've been living with and perpetuating in our lives and believing as what the truth is. So does that answer your question?
Oh, it answers it beautifully. And now that you put it into words, my first awakening was in 1991, and that put me on this path. And like you said, different life transitions, right, will help us continue on our path and inspire us on our path. But for me, I would say that fits. It feels like, and I'm going through it again now, right, this summer, is like a shedding of a skin, right? And that's how I see it, like, oh, this doesn't, no longer feels good. I don't know what's on the other side when I take off this mask or this skin that I've had on so long, but it's starting to feel freeing. I'm changing my business model, which people would think I'm crazy, you know?
Wow, yeah.
Oh, I'm doing things that I am shaking up the world and in my life. But some would say, from the intellectual mind, what are you doing, making all these changes for? You have this successful da-da-da-da-da, and I'm like, but the essence of who I am has changed since I started everything 13 years ago and over the last 5 years, and there's something being birthed. In fact, and there's no accent, we're talking about illumination. In October, Inspired Living Publishing's new book's coming out, and guess what it's about? I asked women to write. It's called Shine, Dream Big, Feel Less, and Blaze Your Own Trail. And these women had to go really deep, Joni, and share how they were hiding in their life, whether it was in a relationship. You know, there's many ways we can hide. And when I read, I just got the manuscript. We go to print next week, actually. When I read the manuscript last week, tears were flowing. And these women were awakened. Everyone, like you said, had a different moment.
Right.
But I find it no accident that so many of us are talking about this right now. It's because the messages are all coming out to make sure this message is heard about shining brighter, living authentically, being courageous. Because it takes courage, doesn't it, to shed that skin, to break out of molds that we've been living.
Yes, and to be breaking new ground, which is what we're doing. I mean, we're breaking new ground on behalf of our brothers and sisters, and that takes great courage.
And I look at all the women in my life, friends, clients, women like you, and when I see a woman being courageous, whether she knows me or not, if I see, say, someone post something on Facebook, said, I'm stepping out of my comfort zone, I try to comment every time just to say, I see your light. Thank you for having the courage to follow your dreams. Or just give her something that she knows she's not alone, that someone witnesses her. To me, that's so important.
Yes, I agree. It's vitally important because none of us can do this alone, and we do, as they say, rise together, and we need each other because it does take great courage, and I'm sure anyone listening knows that there are days when it's just not easy to be a woman or to be a human in this day and age.
No, in these days, my last name is Joy, and I'm one of those, glass half full people. I'm a positive person, and people will, I still have my days. The difference is I no longer judge them, and I can come out of them quicker than I could many years ago before I could name what was happening, right? Because I can tell when I'm tapped into universal energies of of fear-based thinking that's going around, or my own energy, so I can shift it quicker. But I used to judge it, mm-hmm. and I no longer judge it. I just nurture myself and say, okay, so this is where we are right now. What do you need to do? Sometimes it's go for a walk. Sometimes it's a cup of tea. Sometimes it's a nap, right? In the past, I would spend more energy trying to smother my truth than it was to embrace it. So when we come back, I want to go to a break, Joni, because I want to really dive in, because there are so many, and I like I said, the Shine book, it was about how women were not allowing themselves to be powerful in their own lives and what they did to change it. So I know from your work that you know of some main factors that keep women from feeling powerful in, you know, their own lives. So let's talk about that. We'll be back in a moment with Joni Advent Maher of RevolutionaryHeart.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Are you ready to become a true creator in your life? Bryna Haines, best-selling author, alchemist, and personal evolution expert, created the Choose Your Evolution Project to help mission-driven entrepreneurs, changemakers, and influencers like you live into their dreams in a big way. Using a unique combination of quantum science, metaphysics, spirituality, neurohacking, and pure soul-powered wisdom, Bryna bridges the gap between knowing your truth and living your truth. She'll show you how to be the change in every area of your life so you can live and create without limits and change the world from the inside out. Watch Bryna's free 7-part masterclass for manifestors, How to Create Everything You Want, at chooseyourevolution.blog.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. We are having a great conversation here. I'm with Joni Advent Maher of RevolutionaryHeart.com. And Joni, right before the break, we were talking about, you know, what keeps us from feeling powerful in our own lives. What have you discovered in your work with women?
Well, I think it's pretty common understanding in this day and age that most of us, when we're not feeling powerful in our life, are ascribing to beliefs about who we are and what we're capable of that we picked up along the way somewhere from the past. And so we know about the power of looking at whether it's the stories or the beliefs or those ideas. But the other piece that I have found to be really critical, because with those beliefs and with those stories, often we end up engaging in what I call relationship agreements with people in our lives that keep us safe and keep us small, but at a really big price. And oftentimes we will have someone in our life, whether it's a parent or a sibling or even with a partner, where we agree, and it's based mutually out of a place of fear, where if I stay small and unthreatening in this way, you will protect me in this other way. And it's all deeply unconscious, but when we were talking about the awakening process, often part of what we bump up against is not only those stories or beliefs or ideas about who we really are, what our worth is, what our value is, what we're capable of, but we then bump up against those places in relationship where we need to dissolve those old agreements and come to what I like to call a deeper level of soul contract, which is the way that from a soul level, even if it looks messy or painful or sometimes antagonistic, that our souls from a higher self perspective are always working together for our mutual growth, expansion, upliftment, maximum shine. So it's a matter of coming to that deeper place of recognizing, oh, you are here to empower me by challenging me in the ways that I most need, by requiring that I stand up, that I use my voice, that I speak my truth. So those are some of the pieces that I have found to be really impactful in this issue of how we get held back in our lives or how we are not fully in our power.
Have you noticed too, and I've noticed this in my own life, that it's how we look at the given situation that's occurring in our life. That if we look at it in a disempowering way, we don't learn the lessons that it's there to bring us. But if we can shift our mindset, even in the middle of the muck, as I tell my clients, it's like, man, the muck is where the gems are. Yeah. But I used to go into, you know, I'm going back 20, 30 years, I used to go into the victim mentality. When I learned how to switch it as exactly what you said and see it as, what is this trying to teach me so I can shine brighter? And we're not saying, I want to say to the listeners, we're not saying it's easy to do that, right? And don't judge yourself
right.
If you are doing it. But in moment to moment, be loving and gentle and learn to look at things. What I'm noticing, and I'm curious if you are, it's just funny that I've had three conversations today leading up to our time together. Mm-hmm. I'm noticing, one, two, three, all three women that I talked to today, and they were from an empowered energy,
mm-hmm.
Not just one major issue going on in their life. It's either a major health issue in their life, followed by a major life transition with a partner or child's life, and an mm-hmm. illness or injury with someone else. It's like two or three clustered together, and that's mm-hmm. three women just today, and they're trying to find their footing. Like, oh my God, when you're in relationship and your health and then finances, are you noticing it's clustering? And I'm wondering if it's coming in a cluster because they didn't listen to the signs, and I'm guilty too, right? They didn't listen to the signs of the first couple things that came, so it's like, okay, you need what I've always referred to as a cosmic 2x4. What do you see with these clusters of everything happening at once?
Well, before I respond to that, I just want to name the piece about when we're feeling victimized or when we're feeling resentful, because I will get to your question, but I know
that's okay.
I know for myself that when I am feeling victimized by a situation or by someone, it is a clue that I'm not feeling powerful, that I have cut off from my source of power in that moment. So just recognizing that can be helpful. And it's also an indication, you know, whether it's anger or resentment, those feelings are a way to guide us. Like, what is the real need and what is the action we need to take? And as you said, I completely agree with you. Sometimes it is just a shift in mindset or a shift in perspective. Sometimes it is a need to use our voice and to speak up for what we need, to not be a victim. So it felt important just to name that piece. So now I need some help getting back to the question, because I had the answer, but I...
That's okay. So it was about the cluster. Are you noticing...
Oh, the cluster.
Yes.
Yes. So, yeah, that's part of why I went back to the piece about the victim, because because when events start to cluster, it can be easy to feel victimized by it. And I will share just my own personal experience. I literally am coming out of a 2-year period of nonstop death, loss, issues with every major person in my life. And so I know precisely what you're talking about. And there were times when I just frankly had to laugh because I would think, okay, this is really, you know, like, this is it. This is the most I can take. And then, you know, outrageously, some crisis would come out of left field. And I realized that it, like, nothing empowered me more intensely, more quickly, more deeply than what I called that spiritual gauntlet that I walked through. Like, it, any shred of illusion that I had about not being a powerful woman, a strong woman, a capable woman. I mean, I have said I feel like I came out with some ninja skills of how to handle anything. And so I think some of it is that it's not that we've missed the boat and so things have come to a head in a bigger way. It's just, it's like being in a form of awakening, for lack of a better word, boot camp, where this is what, you know, the initiations are getting more intense at times, and it's bringing out the grit and the grace in us that we need to move forward and to really shine and to break through the illusion, because it's a collective illusion that we're having, you know, that we're having to, like, break up, crumble, and dissolve. And that takes a lot, just like when the seed or when the plant breaks through the seed, it takes a lot to just break through that hull. And that's what we're doing.
I just love how you describe things, right? I can tap into, like, what it feels like to be in that experience. So thank you. And I feel like for so many of us, and I don't think it, the age that the women are in, because I talk to people at 40s who are like, oh, my God, my life feels like it's falling apart. Not that it's negative things happening, but you know how sometimes as women we kind of want this essence of control. And when things don't fit into that, oh, so you recognize that too, huh?
Yeah.
So when that little box starts to shift and someone says, hey, let's add a window here, and you're like, oh, no, let's leave everything as it is. That's how I used to be. And now I'm the one cutting holes in the box, right? Like, from my own box. Like, I need to grow and stretch because I've come to believe that that's actually what we're here for. We're not here to exist in the world. We're here to, sometimes I get emotional, we're here to uncover the muck that's covered up the light within our soul, the light within our essence, the light that stops us from seeing our truth. I believe that's our one role here on earth. And from doing that work, we can shift and transform other people's lives, from our family members and on. And I'm not just talking about as an entrepreneur. You don't have to be an entrepreneur to change the life after, to change someone's life after you awaken. It's about just bringing your full essence into whatever it is you do.
Absolutely. I say that all the time, that we are the unsung leaders in our lives, in our families, in our communities. Like, we as women hold the consciousness because of the way our brain works and the way that we can take, you know, we can do the contextual thinking, which is different from our male counterparts. We are able to see the implications of things in a way that our husbands, our fathers, our sons, our partners are not quite as capable of, because of the gift of the feminine brain. And it allows us to hold a wisdom and to, when we can, embody that leadership in the lives of our loved ones, in our communities, and the people we're meant to serve.
Beautifully said. And I just feel like, you know, where I'm at in my personal life, as scary as it is, the changes, and I don't even like that word, so I'm canceling that, as as like I've been telling clients, it's an exciting time.
Exhilarating.
Yes. I tell them, they go, Linda, you're going through so many changes. And one of the changes, you know, in that I'm going through is we have our house on the market and I've kept it quiet. And we've been negotiating with a spiritual nonprofit since June. So it's been going great. We've had two closing dates. Then we hit a contingency issue, and selling your home to a nonprofit is different. Well, part of the, you know, selling to a private owner. And through this journey, I've had to let go and trust because I've always believed it would be this organization that bought our home, always. And one of my clients, it fell apart 5 weeks ago. And I'm sharing this story because it was a client called, and one of my clients who also does some subcontracting work for my company said, hey, how'd it go yesterday? I know it was a big day. I said, it all fell apart. And she goes, oh, my God, you sound so zen. And I said, yeah. I said, I still believe it's them. The divine knows who's buying my house. I don't have to stress about that. Guess what? 72 hours later, they came back around, and our closing is October 9th. But the reason I share this is there's times when we try to control what is going on, and we step into fear and control instead of trust and love. And I think I've come for myself, I'll just speak for myself, part of my awakening is learning to be in love and trust, even when I don't like what's going on, even when I can't see what's on the other side, and even when all the signs say something's not going to work. Is that something that you experience in your life too? Is that a way you would describe it?
Yes, I absolutely would describe it that way. And for me, I will say that part of my journey beyond the fear or shifting out of the fear has been learning how to feel safe in my physical body, because any of us that have experienced any sort of trauma, and that doesn't mean big T traumas, it can be the lesser, smaller T traumas of just that kind of being let down by life, or, you know, relational injuries that can happen. We learn to contract, hold our breath, freeze in our body. And so for me, the journey back to love and to trust has really been how to work with myself, you know, not just mindset, but with the physical body, to relax and to learn, like, it's safe. It's safe to let go. It's safe to ride the wave. You know, it's safe to shift with the tide. I don't need it to be fixed and predictable in order. And I will say that the journey of the last 2 years has taught me that, like, the way that the rug has gotten pulled out, or the way that I've had to face things that I didn't know if I could face, but to ground in my physical body a sense of safety and that vibration of love. Like, you can feel the difference if you just in this moment think about someone who you love and adore, whether it's your beloved granddaughter, or for me, it's a nephew that I have, that I can't think of him without opening to a sense of love. And we know what that feels like in our body, and it feels so different from the vibration of fear.
Exactly. It does, and I've had to learn to navigate that difference. I want to talk about that more. I got so excited with this conversation, I forgot to go to commercial break. So we're gonna take our last commercial break, and I'll be back in a moment with Joni Advent-Maher, mystic and spiritual midwife. I invite you to go to her website at revolutionaryheart.com, learn about her program services, and to listen to her podcast, Trust Your Sacred Feminine Flow. I'll be back in a moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
We can all use a little more peace and joy in our lives. Don't you agree? Counselor, best-selling author, and self-nurturing expert, Kelly Grimes of CultivatingPeaceAndJoy.com is passionate about empowering overwhelmed and exhausted women to live with more peace, joy, and meaning through the practice of self-nurturing. Through her experience working with individuals, speaking, providing workshops, and teaching professional and leadership development to forward-thinking organizations, Kelly knows that nurturing peace in the world begins from the inside out. That's why she created the free Cultivating Peace and Joy mobile app that brings you beautiful self-nurturing reminders, guided meditations, empowering practice tools, and daily prompts with an inspiring question to guide your daily self-nurturing practice. Download your free Cultivating Peace and Joy mobile app today at CultivatingPeaceAndJoy.com.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Hi, you're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is Joni Advent Maher of RevolutionaryHeart.com. So you talked about one of my favorite subjects, which is fear and love, right? And I think it was last May, I did my first in-person workshop in 9 years, and it was 3 sacred steps to activate your fear-busting superpowers. Why? Because I saw so many women allowing the fear, forgetting what it felt like, everything you just described, what it felt like to be tapped into the energy of love. And because they forgot, they were always constantly living their life from a place of fear. I'm afraid to go roller skating. I'm afraid to, you know, do anything outside of my comfort zone. And one of the things I love to talk about is, how do you decipher which one is speaking? And I use some of the words that you use. When it's love, you'll know it because it feels expansive and joyful, etc. And if it's fear or ego, it's constrictive and anxiety-driving. It sounds like you work with your clients that way, too, to help them know what energy they're in, because some of it, I think we go to default because of the way the world is.
Yes. Well, when I like to say, when the brain hears something enough times, no matter what it is, it believes it's true. So it can be utter hogwash. And we are clearing collectively so much fear. So it's like walking through the dust clouds. So it's nearly impossible to not either breathe it in, pick it up, have it running through your mind. So that idea of how to distinguish, sometimes what I work with clients around is even the idea of perception, because when we're in fear, our perception, even if you think about it visually, gets really focused, like very focused on there is this small little window, and this is what's true, and this is how it is. And when we are able to expand and open our field of perception and recognize maybe there's more to this than meets the eye, maybe there's a deeper truth. And when I feel that sense of, as you said, constriction or tightness or even sometimes an attachment to, I know this is right for me, and as I speak with my clients, that can be an indication that there is fear at work, because love holds the space for a much wider, a much bigger range of possibilities, of perspectives, of dimensions. It's never quite so focused and intense in the way that fear shows up. that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. And one of the things I notice is that when I'm in fear, I can now, much different from many years ago, when I didn't know how to differentiate where I was because I wasn't tapped in, I wasn't awake, I wasn't. Now, let's say something comes up. I feel it instantly in my body when anxiety goes to my solar plexus. Mm. It's like this instant knowing of, oops, there she is, an old friend. And where for many years it would take a week or two and anxiety would come, you know, and worry and spinning thoughts. And I'm like, okay, now I can recognize what it feels like in my body. And I would call it fear or anxiety, whatever the word, discomfort. That's been the greatest gift on my path, is to be able to tell, so that the moment we can tell where we are energetically, we have the power to change it. And that's been such an empowering power. And I, you know, I work with my granddaughter on that and my daughter. And I try to explain it. You do such a beautiful job of explaining everything. So I can see why your clients love you and why you're so good at what you do. I have a question for you. Why is it so important that we as women become, for the sake of this conversation, full of ourselves, like own our power, our truth? Why do you feel it's so important?
Well, I love to talk about that because, of course, we have all received the message that being full of ourselves is a bad thing, that it's selfish, that it's culturally looked down upon, that it's not okay. And I say quite the opposite is true, that being full of ourselves is the best thing that we can do, because when we're full of ourselves, we're not filled with somebody else's illusion or script or story of who we are. We are filled with our own essence. We are filled with our own light. And as you said so eloquently, that is what we're here to do. We are here to give birth to the light of who we are in the most full and expansive way that we are called to do. And we can't do that if, you know, if we're down kind of at the bottom and we're not filling ourselves up all the way through our whole essence, through our whole field, through our whole body, through our whole life. So that's what we're here to do, is to fill up with ourselves and to let go of anything within us that is not us, that's not the truth of who we are.
It's like I said when I was introducing you, in your bio, it says, empowering you to become the woman you were destined to be since you took your first breath. When I was speaking about uncovering the muck to reveal the truth of who we are and access, you know, what makes us shine as individual women, it really goes back to what the bio, your bio says, is we came here knowing our light, our truth.
Yeah.
All of it. So really all we are doing is trying to remove the layers we picked up by existing in this lifetime. Yeah. And because the truth has always been there. Our light has always been there. It has just become covered with layers of stories, false beliefs, like you said, cultural beliefs, consciousness of the world, all of it.
Yeah.
And so I tell people, you are not becoming someone that you are creating. You are becoming the essence of who you are. You are revealing the essence of who you always were.
Yes, exactly.
Because everyone on the personal spiritual development path, and I shouldn't say, I don't like that word, everyone. Some on that path, they will say, you know, I always feel like I'm trying to fix myself. And I said, well, there's the issue.
Yeah.
You're not taking courses to fix yourself. Follow the soul whispers that lead you to the next right step for you so you can remember the truth of who you are. There's nothing to fix.
Exactly.
But we because we are raised in this world, this consciousness that says, well, you should look this way, feel this way, you know, be this successful, you know, by that person's terms, we think we have to fix something to meet that agenda. And as I said, it's about just peeling back the layers to get back to your truth that you've just forgotten.
Exactly. Yes. And we are, you know, we are shifting out of a perspective, out of a paradigm of better than, worse than, hierarchy. You know, that is what we have been living. That idea of power and safety comes with being valuable in certain ways. And the whole kind of patriarchal perspective of how value is ascribed, and we're shifting to a more feminine-based paradigm of recognizing each other's light, recognizing each other's gifts. And so that sense of competitiveness can fall away, and with it comes the fear of not good enough, not worthy, not measuring up. I mean, that is all part of the old paradigm that is, we're here to change, and we are changing. Each time we love and accept ourselves and recognize someone else's beauty and light, we're changing that.
Yeah.
And you can hear I'm passionate about it.
That's why I love you.
It's why Revolutionary Heart is my business, because it is revolutionary.
And it's heart-centered. And
yes.
And one of the other things, too, is if I'm working with someone and something comes up and I share something with them, they're like, how did you see that in me? And I said, I can only see what's there. You just have to learn to reframe so that you can see what's there. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like in my work, because as much as I'm a visibility and marketing catalyst, I'm also a spiritual intuitive, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of that comes into my work. So I always say, all I'm doing is holding up a mirror so you can see your truth. This is what is there. It's shining bright, but you've just forgotten it.
Yeah.
And don't you love that moment? I'm sure you've experienced this numerous times when someone feels their truth for that. They remember their truth. Like they connect with it in a moment and they're like, oh my God, it brings me to tears. I'm such a mush anyway. But I'm like, yes, yes, stay with that for a moment because that's your truth.
Mm. Yeah. It's like seeing yourself in that mirror. And it's so important we hold that and reflect that back to each other, because sometimes it can be so difficult to recognize it in ourselves. But yes, it is. I liken it to being in church. Like that's when I see the divine revealed right before my very eyes, is when a woman comes into that sense of knowing, like, this is who I really am. I mean, I'm crazy about that.
And it's such an emotional moment. I get emotional, but I'm emotional for them.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's because I wasn't a part. All I did was hold space. They did it. They connected. They tapped in, but sometimes, I believe all of us need someone in our lives. It doesn't matter if it's our partner, a friend, a coach, a spiritual mentor. We need someone that will hold sacred space for us to be who we are, who always sees the divine in us, even when we can't. We all need that. And and I'm just loving this conversation. And I'm watching the time going, don't come over, but we still have some time, and I want to know, why do you feel it's so critical that we as women dare to share our wisdom and live our full purpose? Because I love that phrase, share our wisdom. What do you mean by that?
Well, I believe that we as women all have We all have a wisdom that is ours to tend, ours to cultivate, ours to bring forth and to share. And it's wisdom that we've gathered through our own life experience and from the that coupled with the essence of who we are and how we've, you know, how we've tended to those life experiences. And that is how it's like this interweaving process. That is how the light grows, and that is how we share the light, is by bringing forth our wisdom. And I have witnessed and been a part of women doing that. And it is like watching, as I said, it's like the birth of the divine over and over and over again. And it is how we become the women that we were meant to be from the time we took our first breaths. It's like the cultivating, or the, I'm blanking on the word, it's the harvesting of that wit, that wisdom, and the sharing of it, which is like the divine making love with the divine.
I love this. I love that word, harvesting.
Yes.
Like it just captures it.
Yes. And that's one of the things that I love supporting women with doing, is because you can feel it. Like, you can feel it deep within you. There's this yearning and this longing to share something. And you can, you know, it's just like pregnancy and birth, where you can feel it kind of making its way and having some inkling of, like, of what is yours to share, and you know, what is the gift that you bring specifically. So I get super excited about it.
And do you believe that it's an unfolding of our gifts? Like, I had different gifts when I was younger, even though now I'm starting to see that really they were the same gifts, just used differently. Like, my gifts have unfolded, and I've always been a creative, but for 30 years I was a painter and sold a lot of paintings. I started very early. Yeah, and I haven't picked up a paintbrush in 25 years.
Wow.
And so, but I can see that creativity is still a major part of my life. Look what I do, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm feeding it. So for those who are listening who say, you know, what is my purpose? What are my gifts? And I like to say, allow them to unfold. Play, have fun. Don't label them. Try things. Because I'm noticing that it shifts as I go through this spiritual process. Have you discovered that too?
Yes.
And people think they have to hold on to what they've always done.
Right. I would say that it ripens, it distills, it different life circumstances or stages call forth a different form for the gifts. But I agree with you that in many ways, essentially, those same core themes or threads are always there, but the outpicturing of it can look completely different depending what stage of life we're in, or depending the ways that we are being of service, whether it's, you know, close in a partnership or in family, or in a bigger sense of having a tribe, or, you know, tending to the community, or even a purpose or a mission that's like a larger mission.
It's funny because as I've watched my life unfold, I was a welfare mom, so my daughter, you know, having a grandchild now is because I was a young mom. So
yeah.
I always had a deep desire to serve women and children. So even when I got off welfare, my first business in 92 was an upscale retail shop in consignment shop. And I didn't do it to start a business. I did it to serve. And I was very active in the community with women and children. So if I look back at my journey, my mission has always been to empower, inspire, and serve women to live their best lives. It just has looked different as I unfolded, right? But if I look at the core essence of who I am, I'm a creative, I'm a visionary, And I'm here to remind women of the truth of who they are so they can live their best lives. So isn't it funny that I'm now able to see the thread through my life, even though I used to think, how the heck did I get to here doing what I'm doing now? It's so different from, you know, back then. But I believe there's always a silver thread divinely woven through our path.
Yes, I absolutely agree. And for me, just arriving at the recognition and the knowing of my nature as a mystic and my mystical connection, which has for me been the thread and my calling people back to the sacred in life, to the sacred in themselves, has been present in different forms throughout my life in a way that it's only taken, you know, the last couple of years that I could really recognize that and claim that as a core essence of who I am, because I too am a creative and a visionary, but that mysticism is really the essential, like the core trunk of the tree, so to speak.
It's your core superpower.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like that's your differentiator. And
yeah.
I believe we all have one of them. So
yeah,
I want to thank you for being here today. And
yes.
I want to invite everyone, go to revolutionaryheart.com, spend some time on her blog, check out her programs. And on iTunes, you can access Trust Your Sacred Feminine Flow, Conversations on Money, Transformation, and Feminine Sovereignty. Until next time, everyone, choose love, choose happiness, and I hope to see you next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Until next time, blessings, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.